Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Area Code 615, and we heard Lady Madonna. Area Code 615 was released in 1969. Late in 1965, Bob Dylan was trying to record his new CD in New York City. He worked with a variety of musicians, including members of the Hawks, his backing band. The sessions yielded only one usable recording. At the suggestion of producer Bob Johnston, Bob and his fellow musicians Al Cooper and Robbie Robertson moved the sessions to Nashville's CBS Studios. They were joined by some of the top-shelf session players, and Blonde on Blonde was completed in 7 days over a one-month period. Bob would go on to record John Wesley Harding and Nashville Skyline with these same studio players over the next 2 years. Word spread quickly within the music community that the musicians in Nashville were exceptionally talented, and they produced high-quality recordings in a business-like manner. Soon the Byrds recorded Sweetheart of the Rodeo, Joan Baez recorded her Dylan set Any Day Now, and even Leonard Cohen took projects to Nashville and produced some classic music. John Sebastian was aware of their talents early on when he wrote Nashville Cats, which actually was recorded in New York City. Dylan Cash and the Nashville Cats, A New Music City, is an ambitious exhibition recently opened at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. The exposition focuses on three primary forces behind this change in folk and rock music: Bob Dylan, the Johnny Cash TV show, and the exceedingly talented musicians who worked in Music City. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll listen to some of the wonderful music that was recorded during this very fertile period. Our theme this week was played by many of the session musicians that worked on these recordings. They included Charlie McCoy, Hargis, Pig Robbins, and Kenny Buttrey, and they recorded two LPs as Area Code 615. We'll open the program with selections from the three recordings made by Bob Dylan in Nashville in the late 1960s. We'll lead off with Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat from Blonde on Blonde. It's kind of a satirical tune recorded in Chicago blues style, with Bob taking the guitar intro. Bob Dylan and Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that. sometime. Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind.
And as she
was letting go her grip. Up Tom Paine did run. I'm sorry, sir, he said to me. I'm sorry for what she's done.
Rolling, Bob. To be alone with you, just you and me. Now won't you tell me true, ain't that the way it ought to be, to hold each other tight the whole night through. Everything is always right when I'm alone with you. To be alone with you at the close of the day, with only you in view, while evening slips away. It all just goes to show that while life's pleasures be few, it's when I'm alone with you. They say the night time is the right time to be with the one you love. Too many dogs get in the way in the day, but you're always what I'm thinking of. I wish the night was here, bringing me all of your charm. Thank the Lord when my work day is through. I get my sweet reward to be alone with you.
Bob Dylan from Nashville Skyline and To Be Alone With You. And how many of you have done a sound check, perhaps, if you're a performer and have said, "Is it running, Bob?" It's a classic. Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline, of course, on Columbia. We're listening to some of the music from the Nashville Cats. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, a lot of folk musicians and rock musicians migrated to Nashville to use the studios and the players that were so good at putting together tight and efficient recordings. Before that, we heard from John Wesley Harding from Bob, and As I Went Out One Morning. Interesting thing about this recording is that it was done in three sessions that lasted about 12 hours, and none of these tunes showed up on the basement tapes. Really interesting. John Wesley Harding. And we let off, of course, with Blonde on Blonde and Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, one of my very favorite recordings. Another very influential recording that came out of Nashville during this period of time was Sweetheart of the Rodeo from the Byrds. And that particular Byrds band wouldn't stay together very long. We're going to listen to an outtake from that recording, 100 Years From Now, which was included on the recording, but Graham Parsons' vocals were erased. Here's Graham singing 100 Years From Now from the Byrds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Who's gonna count it off? I am. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
One 100 years from this day, will the people still feel this way? Still say the things that they're saying right now. Everyone said I hurt you. They said that I desert you. If I go away, you know I'm gonna get back somehow.
Nobody knows what kind of trouble we're in. Nobody seems to think it all might happen again. One 100 years from this time, would anybody change their mind to find out one thing or two about life? But people are always talking. You know they're always talking. Everybody's so wrong that I know it's gonna work out right. Nobody knows what kind of trouble we're in. Nobody seems to think it all might happen again.
many strangers and so many changes. For that there ain't much I can do. Yeah, but if there was an end, then no, I cannot remember, 'cause all I remember is you. So many faces, there were so many places, they all seemed to be just the same. It's true, I was lonesome and I did try to know someone who really was just a sulking, but it really was nothing. It really was nothing like that. I never would leave you or try to deceive you. I know I ain't always been true. Yeah, but every time after, no, it never did matter, 'cause what really mattered was you.
Inside. over your old flat pick. I said, boys, and just let it ride. Just let it ride. Don't stop, boys, come on. I said, let it ride. Yeah, Bumpy, let it ride. Just let it ride. Yeah, yeah. Don't stop now, come on. I said, let it ride.
I've traveled all over, chasing after my dreams. But a dream should come true, and a heart should be filled, and a life should be lived in the piney wood hills. I'll return to the woodlands. I'll return to the snow. I'll return to the hills and the valley below. I'll return as a poor man or a king if God wills. But I'm on my way home to the piney wood hills.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1518. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Area Code 615, and we just heard Classical Gas. That's on Polydor Records. That was Bobby Thompson on the five-string banjo, and I know I tried to play this tune on my classical guitar back in the day. Maybe I should have tried it on the banjo. We are celebrating the Nashville Cats this week, listening to some classic music recorded between 1968 and around 1972 in Nashville, featuring some folk musicians from that period. And we heard Buffy St. Marie from I'm Gonna Be a Country Girl Again and her classic tune, The Piney Wood Hills. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, Jerry Jeff Walker from Driftin' Way of Life. And we heard Let It Ride from Jerry Jeff. That's on Vanguard as well. And before that, we heard from Eric Anderson. And his recording was called A Country Dream. And we heard All I Remember Is You. And before that, we heard from Tracy Nelson from Mother Earth Presents Tracy Nelson Country. And we heard Harlan Howard and Hank Cochran's classic tune for Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. Tracy used a few different musicians on her recording. She used some folks that were playing with Elvis, DJ Fontana, Scotty Moore, the Jordanaires, plus Ben Keith and Johnny Gimble. And we let off that set with the Byrds from Sweetheart of the Rodeo and an outtake, 100 Years From Now, with Gram Parsons taking the lead. That's on Columbia Records. As I mentioned in the intro, another great influence on bringing people to Nashville was the Johnny Cash Show. He would actually bring guests who maybe had never been in Nashville before on his program. That ran for a couple of seasons back between 69 and 71. Actually, it was a replacement for the Hollywood Palace on Saturday nights. It was filmed at the Ryman Auditorium. Well, here's Johnny Cash along with Joni Mitchell and Girl from the North Country on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was love of mine.
If you go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and the summer comes to an end, all peace he has, a cold soul.
Hanging long, it curled and fell all down her breast. Oh, please see for me that her hair's hanging long. That's the way I
of my night.
who wrote this thing. Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Do we want to try a break? Now your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. Now, that is about as pretty a bass line as I've heard played in something in a long time. I've complimented that boy back there. That's a horse's foot in the gravel, man. That ain't trained. Running through a ford in the creek.
Want to try one, Doc?
Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
Oh, he's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jim.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful. she's true, like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy. Conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. Cloak and dagger dang. Crumble into one another. My love wakes, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Banker's nieces seek perfection, expecting all that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
I came by myself to a very crowded place. I was looking for someone who had lines in her face. I found her there, but she was past all concern. I asked her to hold me. Said, "Lady, unfold me," but she scorned me, and she told me I was dead, and I could never return. Well, I argued all night, like so many have before, saying, "Whatever you give me seemed to need so much more." Then she pointed at me, where I kneeled on her floor. She said, "Don't try to use me, or slyly refuse me. Just win me or lose me. It is this that the darkness is for." I cried, "Oh, Lady Midnight, I fear that you grow old. The stars eat your body, and the wind makes you cold." "If we cry now," she said, "it will just be ignored." So I walk through the morning, sweet early morning. I could hear my lady calling. "You've won me, you've won me, my lord. You've won me, you've won me, my lord. yes, you've won me. You've won me, my love. Ah, you've won me. You've won me, my love. Ah, you've won me.
While putting together this program, I was amazed to find out that Leonard Cohen had recorded in Nashville for his second album, Songs from a Room. And that was Lady Midnight from Leonard Cohen. And before that, I would think that there possibly couldn't be a worse match than Joan Baez butting heads with these Nashville studio cats, but she recorded a bunch of stuff down there, and it's all wonderful. We heard Love Minus Zero, No Limit from Any Day Now, her collection of Bob Dylan tunes. And that was Grady Martin on that electric sitar, which kind of puts it in its time period. And before that, a recording which I've never gotten tired of listening to, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and a bunch of folks. And we heard Doc Watson and Jimmy Driftwood's tune, Tennessee Stud. It's recorded in August of 1971 at Woodland Studios in Nashville. Even Roy Acuff decided that he would record with this bunch of long-haired West Coast boys, as he called them. And we let off that set with a live recording from the Johnny Cash Show, from the best of the Johnny Cash Show, on Columbia Legacy Recordings. And we heard Joni Mitchell and Johnny doing Bob's tune, Girl from the North Country. That's on Columbia Records. We are celebrating the Nashville Cats. We're actually celebrating an exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum called Dylan, Cash, and the Nashville Cats, A New Music City. I remember when I saw the cover of John Hartford's Aeroplane for the first time. I almost didn't recognize him. He didn't look much like the guy who was on the Glenn Campbell Show. But when I slid open the record and put it on the turntable, I don't think I took it off for 2 weeks. It was that wonderful. John Hartford, along with Norman Blake, Tut Taylor, Vassar Clements, and Randy Scruggs. And Back in the Good Old Days, from Aeroplane on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Someday about 25 years from now, when we've all grown old from a wondering how, we'll all sit down at the city dump and talk about the good old days. Oh, you'll pass a joint and I'll pass a wine, and anything good from down the line. A lot of good things went down one time back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. Good people are done, gone, gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Sometimes we get to thinking that we're almost done, and there ain't nothing left that we can figure out. And I guess it must have seemed a lot more like that back in the good old days. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's always somebody, don't you know? I hang around a saying, well, I told you so, back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. Well, that's my life, but when I sing this song about back in the good old Oh, we'll all join hands and we'll gather round when that old guitar starts to make that sound. A lot of good things went down, down, down back in the good days. We's in love with the people that we hadn't even met, out for anything we could get. Oh, we did it then and we'll do it yet back in the good days. Yeah, the good old days are past.
Thank you. Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're too. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
We couldn't do this program without including the Lovin' Spoonful and John Sebastian's homage to the Nashville Players, Nashville Cats, actually recorded in December of 1966. And I have to quibble with a little bit of the lyrics there. The Yellow Sun labels don't come from Nashville. They come from Memphis. That was the Lovin' Spoonful. And we let off that set with Back in the Good Old Days from Aeroplane from John Hartford, probably one of the most influential recordings of the past 40 years. That's just me talking. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week as we listen to some of the great music that came out of Nashville when the folkies invaded back in the late 60s and the early 70s. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1518.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land.